okay, that is limited. Baxley, Georgia, actually was maybe a little bit better than that, and that's where they get tar, pine tar out of trees, and that's their main business. But they actually had a better pilot's lounge than what we've got. Okay, Charleston, I was just there this weekend. The pilot's lounge is almost as big as this room. You know,
Who does that belong to, though?
The one I was in was Landmark. It was Odyssey. Mm-hmm. Atlantic's down there in Charleston. Yelvington at Daytona. Their pilot's lounge is half as big as this room with two computers or three computers.
Mm-hmm. You see, there's a difference between the county-owned facilities and an FBO, and that's, hopefully someday we'll get to these minimum standards. And, that's the purpose of minimum standards, is to grow businesses like that that are going to provide those services that do attract people. So it's...
Right.
It's the FBO, that's his business. And
you're exactly right. The county can't compete with, once you get the businesses in there, you don't want the county competing with the FBO businesses, because then the FBOs are going to be saying, the county's taking my business.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at, we want to attract the businesses that are going to provide those services to the public.
Who's the guy that sits in the office there by the tab when you walk in the front door? Who's he work for?
Kerry. Yeah. Dernoga, the one that's usually here.
Retraining.
Bump. I don't know about retraining.
Retraining.
I don't think he's ever had any training.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in there, you don't get a hello, welcome to Georgetown. Half the time, he's sitting here half asleep.
I agree. I don't know. Dealing with personnel, I don't know how you reprogram him. You can't reformat him.
Well, the ones that work for me, if they didn't get trained, they hit the roof.
Somebody
else.
I mean, that's a Garrett point that.
I mean, I've been in out there before when people fly in and they walk in the door and they've got it. It's almost like pulling IT to get any information out of that guy. They've got to ask him every question. Where can I get a rental car? Is there a telephone here I can use? Where's the bathroom? Everything.
Right. And I mean, I don't think Gus and I realize that because
we don't use it.
We don't really care because, we know where everything is. And,
the thing that something that would change that is another FBO at the airport. If there was competition at the airport with another FBO.
I mean, maybe it's never been brought up to Garrett.
I think it probably was just a few years ago. That is important because that's a normal function of the FBO there, right? I mean, that's to provide that kind of information to people flying in.
It's not a friendly environment when you walk in, when a stranger walks in that front door after he's flown in here.
I'm telling you, when you go into like the Charleston or Daytona FBO, you're like the president walking in.
Is there, how about you like a customer?
Right.
Maybe part of the problem is that he's so used to seeing the same faces walk in there but it sounds like you've witnessed a customer walking in off the street, so to speak, and being treated like one of you all. Everyday customer.
Now, and in Salisbury Airport, when I worked for economic development, businesses had like racks where they would promote their own businesses. But nowadays you can have a screen that says, Pat's Aircraft located across the runway, or we're Sussex County, home to Vlasic. I can't remember that. I've had two or three times a day, Vlasic or the different employers that we have here in Vista. Something that says a little bit about each employer that breeds economic development, so that you're, while you're standing there not talking to the guy, at least you can see a TV screen or something, while you're waiting there. Something to, again, make people feel welcome. Just other, little things just to spruce it up a little bit, or make it a little more interactive, or something. I don't know, if not just for pilots, for passengers.
Okay.